One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
For nearly 1,000 years, the Tower of London has stood as a silent witness to the rise and fall of kings and queens, betrayals that changed the course of history, and the desperate pleas of those who met their end within its stone walls. But what if those echoes of the past are more than just stories? What if the souls of the condemned, the betrayed, and the restless still walk its corridors? It's been called the most haunted site in all of England, and with good reason. Anne Boleyn, beheaded on the orders of her once devoted husband, Henry VIII, is said to wander the tower, her head clutched in her hands. The young princes Edward and Richard vanished within its walls, their spirits forever bound to the place where they were silenced. Even the footsteps of long-dead soldiers and the lingering scent of an unknown woman's perfume have sent shivers down the spines of visitors and guards alike. Tonight, we step beyond the iron gates and into the tower's dark heart. We'll uncover the secrets buried within its ancient stones and confront the eerie tales that refuse to fade with time. Are they simply legends, or is something far more chilling at play? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Tower of London wasn't always a place of darkness and despair. When William the Conqueror ordered its construction in the 1070s, it was meant to be a symbol of dominance, an unbreakable fortress to remind the newly conquered Saxons who was in charge. But as the years passed, its high stone walls would become something else entirely. A prison, a place of execution, and if the legends are true, a holding ground for those who refused to rest in peace. The White Tower, the original heart of the fortress, was completed by 1100. It was an imposing sight, its walls looming over the city of London, meant to intimidate any who dared challenge the new Norman rulers. Yet as much as it served as a stronghold, the tower would also become a gilded cage for monarchs and noble prisoners alike. It was here that England's most famous queens and traitors met their fates, their final words swallowed by the cold stone corridors. By the late Middle Ages, the Tower of London had earned its reputation as a place where enemies of the crown disappeared, sometimes forever. In the early 15th century, King Henry VI, a weak and tormented ruler, was confined to the tower after being deposed. One fateful night in May 1471, he was found dead in the Wakefield Tower, allegedly at prayer. But many believe he was murdered on the orders of Edward IV, Those who have visited the site claim to have seen his shadowy figure lingering there as if still trapped between life and death. But perhaps the most chilling story of all is that of the two princes, Edward V and his younger brother, Richard of Shrewsbury. In 1483, their uncle, Richard III, locked them inside the tower under the guise of protection. They were seen playing in the garden one day, and then never again. Their fate remains one of England's most enduring mysteries, but centuries later, workers discovered the skeletal remains of two young boys buried beneath a staircase. Were they murdered? If so, do their spirits still roam the halls, searching for justice? Many believe they do. There have been countless reports of two small figures holding hands, appearing in the shadows of the White Tower. Those who claim to have seen them describe a heavy sadness in the air, an overwhelming sorrow that lingers even after the figures fade away. Perhaps no ghostly presence is as famous or as tragic as that of Anne Boleyn. Once the most powerful woman in England, the second wife of Henry VIII, found herself on the wrong side of history when she failed to produce a male heir. In 1536, she was dragged through the tower's gates, accused of adultery, treason, and witchcraft. The trial was a formality. Her fate was sealed before she ever stepped inside the courtroom. On May 19th, Anne walked to the scaffold, head held high, refusing to break even in the face of death. The French swordsman sent to carry out her execution was mercifully quick, and with a single stroke, Anne was no more. But was she truly gone? For centuries, visitors and guards alike have reported sightings of Anne's ghost. Some claim she glides through the tower green, her spectral form dressed in white, seemingly reliving her final moments over and over. Others say she has been seen inside the chapel, where her body was hastily buried. The most terrifying reports tell of a headless figure drifting through the corridors, her presence announced by an eerie stillness in the air. The Tower of London was not just a place of execution. It was also home to some of the most brutal methods of torture in England's history. The infamous rack, a device that slowly stretched a prisoner's limbs until their joints were wrenched from their sockets, was used to extract confessions from alleged traitors. The scavenger's daughter, an iron brace that forced the body into a crushing fetal position, and the manacles, which left prisoners hanging by their wrists for hours or even days, turned the tower into a house of horrors. One of the most famous prisoners to suffer within its walls was Guy Fawkes, the man behind the failed gunpowder plot of 1605. After his capture, Fawkes was subjected to relentless torture, and when he finally signed his confession, his signature was barely legible, a sign of just how broken his body had become. To this day, visitors have reported hearing blood-curdling screams echoing through the dungeons long after the prisoners who once suffered there have turned to dust. Some have even claimed to see the shadowy outline of a man bound in chains, his face twisted in silent agony. While many insist the tower is truly haunted, others suggest that the intense atmosphere, the weight of history, and the mind's ability to fill in the blanks may be at play. The tower's thick stone walls create eerie acoustics, allowing distant sounds to carry in strange ways. The dim lighting and flickering torches of guided tours can create unsettling shadows. And then there's the sheer power of suggestion. Knowing you're standing in a place where so many met their end can be enough to make even the most skeptical visitor feel as though they're being watched. But does psychology alone explain the encounters? The soldiers stationed at the tower, hardened men not easily given to superstition, have also reported seeing figures that vanish into thin air, hearing whispers in empty corridors, and feeling an overwhelming sense of dread in certain parts of the fortress. Could the weight of so much history truly imprint itself onto a place, replaying echoes of the past like a tape stuck on repeat? Or are these spirits something more active? The deeper we dig, the darker it gets. The Tower of London is no ordinary historic site. The layers of bloodshed, betrayal, and anguish left behind by centuries of imprisonment and execution have given birth to countless ghostly tales. Whether they are restless spirits or echoes of a tormented past, the reports continue to grow. And what's more chilling, many of them are consistent. The White Tower, the oldest part of the fortress, is not only the most imposing, but also the most notoriously haunted. It's here that some of the most disturbing encounters have taken place. Guards patrolling the tower at night have reported the unsettling sensation of being watched, an icy dread that grips them as they walk through the ancient halls. Some have heard disembodied footsteps following them, stopping only when they turn to look. Others have described a crushing sense of oppression, as though something unseen is pressing down on them. One of the strangest encounters involves the ghost of a bear. In the 1800s, a soldier stationed at the tower claimed to have come face to face with the massive spirit of a bear near the Martin Tower. Terrified, he attempted to fend it off with his bayonet, only for his weapon to pass through thin air. Moments later, he collapsed, later dying of shock. Whether or not this encounter was real, the story spread like wildfire, adding to the tower's eerie reputation. The Bloody Tower is named for the many lives lost within its walls, and it has long been associated with the spirits of the two young princes, Edward and Richard. Many visitors claim to have seen their ghostly figures near the staircase where their remains were discovered, sometimes huddled together, sometimes staring with hollow eyes before fading into the darkness. Perhaps even more unsettling, some have reported hearing the sound of children's laughter echoing through the corridors, only for it to turn into quiet sobbing. A few night guards even claim to have seen small footprints appearing in the dust, only to vanish when approached. But the princes are not the only ones said to haunt the Bloody Tower. Sir Walter Raleigh, the famed explorer, was imprisoned here multiple times before his eventual execution. His ghost is said to appear along the tower walls, pacing as he once did in life, lost in thought or in regret. One of the most frequently reported ghostly encounters at the tower involves an unknown woman dressed in white. Descriptions vary. Some say she wears a long, flowing gown. Others claim she appears more like a shadowy silhouette. But what remains consistent is the strong, floral scent that accompanies her. Tourists and guards alike have reported the unmistakable fragrance of an old-fashioned perfume drifting through certain corridors, despite no known source. Some have even followed the scent, only for it to vanish abruptly, leaving nothing but the lingering sense that they were not alone. Among all the spirits said to roam the tower, none is as famous as Anne Boleyn. Her execution on Tower Green was meant to end her life, but it may not have severed her connection to the place she once called home. Many have claimed to see her figure walking the grounds, her head tucked beneath her arm. Others describe a woman dressed in Tudor-era clothing, standing solemnly in the chapel where her remains were buried. Some say she looks directly at them before fading into nothingness. The eeriest reports come from the guards stationed at the tower. One such account describes a night when a soldier, making his rounds, saw a flickering light in the chapel of St. Peter ad Vincula. Peering inside, he was met with an eerie sight. Anne Boleyn, along with a host of other spirits, engaged in what appeared to be a spectral procession. As he watched in horror, the figures slowly dissolved into the darkness. Over the years, paranormal researchers have attempted to capture evidence of ghostly activity at the Tower of London. Thermal cameras, electromagnetic field detectors, and digital voice recorders have all been used in an effort to make sense of the unexplained. While no definitive proof of ghosts has ever been found, many investigators have recorded anomalies. Strange orbs of light appearing on camera, sudden drops in temperature, and unexplained sounds, knocks, whispers, and even voices have been documented. Some researchers argue that these phenomena can be attributed to environmental factors. Drafts in the ancient corridors, the acoustics of stone chambers carrying sounds unpredictably, or even simple tricks of the mind. But even the most skeptical investigators admit that the Tower of London has a presence unlike any other. Whether the stories stem from psychological suggestion or genuine paranormal activity, the effect on those who visit is undeniable. Unlike many ghost stories, the hauntings of the Tower of London are not isolated incidents They have been reported for centuries across generations of guards, visitors, and historians. It is said that history never truly leaves a place like this, that the walls themselves absorb the pain, the sorrow, and the fear, and that in the dead of night, when the city of London sleeps, the tower comes alive with the whispers of the past. Are they just stories, fueled by centuries of fear and imagination? Or do the souls of the condemned still roam the tower, their fates forever entwined with the place that claimed them? One thing is certain. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, the Tower of London remains one of the most chilling places in all of England. The Tower of London, a fortress, a prison, a tomb, a place where history and horror walk hand in hand, refusing to be forgotten. For nearly 1,000 years, the tower has stood witness to the rise and fall of monarchs, the betrayal of those closest to the throne, and the silent suffering of those who never made it out alive. It's no surprise that the echoes of its past still linger. The stories of Anne Boleyn, the two princes, and the countless others who met their fate here have been told for centuries. Some dismiss them as legend, the product of overactive imaginations and the mind's tendency to fill in the blanks when surrounded by the weight of history. Psychological suggestion, environmental triggers, and the eerie acoustics of the tower itself could explain many of these encounters. The human brain, after all, is wired to seek patterns, especially in the dark. But then there are the first-hand accounts, the sightings that span generations, the reports from hardened soldiers and skeptics alike. Can so many people be mistaken? Can the terror felt by those who walk these halls at night really be reduced to flickering shadows and the tricks of the mind? Maybe, or maybe, just maybe, the Tower of London refuses to let go of its dead. One thing's for sure, if you ever find yourself alone within those ancient walls, pay attention. Listen closely. You never know who or what might be watching. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.